From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A shallow 3.4 magnitude earthquake struck North Korea Saturday. Marissa Melton has the details.
South Korea and China disagree on whether the earthquake was natural, since some previous earthquakes in North Korea have been indicators of nuclear tests. Seoul said the quake was natural, while Beijing called the quake a suspected explosion. The two nations do agree that the quake occurred near the site where the reclusive state conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test on September 3rd. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Air Force B-1B Lancer bombers escorted by fighter jets flew in international airspace over the waters east of North Korea Saturday. The Pentagon said the mission was designed to show the many military options U.S. President Donald Trump had to deal with the grave threat presented by the North Korean nuclear program. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said, quote, "This is the farthest north of the demilitarized zone any U.S. fighter or bomber aircraft has flown off North Korea's coast in the 21st century," end quote. North Korean minister called President Trump a, quote, "mentally deranged person full of megalomania," end quote, who is holding the nuclear button. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 300 as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble. President Enrique Peña Nieto has insisted rescue operations will continue. He said the priorities remain saving lives and getting medical attention to those in need.
In addition to the temporary employment support, we are going to give to the affected persons, if they want, the work of self-construction.
This is VOA News.